Nechataras Parakeh Mishnah Tes Eid Omer Nitma Vuhu Omer Lo Nitmeisi Tahor. If there's an aid that testifies that somebody has become Tameh, but the person himself claimed that the aid is incorrect, and he himself had not become Tameh, he is believed over the aid, and he is tar, and since he denied the words of the aid, the testimony of the aid has no validity. But if there's two aidim that testify that he has become Tameh, and he himself denies it, claiming that he had not become Tameh, Rabbi Meir Mitame. Rabbi Meir says that the two Adam are believed and he is Tame, even though he denies it. The logic of Rabbi Meir is that two Adam are always believed, even to be Machai, somebody meets, so certainly they should be believed to say that somebody had become Tame. Bechachamim Imrim, Huneman, Al Yide Atmo. The Chachamim say he is believed about himself. He is believed to contradict the testimony of the Adam. And the logic of the Rabbanan is that we matarsinan dibure, we explain his words, that which he said, lonit mesi, and deny the words of the Adam, he didn't mean to say he had not become tummy at all. What he meant to say is that he is no longer tummy, that he has since immersed himself in the mikvah and was matar himself. So since it's possible that this is what he meant, we rely on his words, even when he contradicts the two Adam. Eid Omer Nitma. If there's one aid that testifies that somebody has become tameh, while there are two aidim that contradict the one aid and claim that the person had not become tameh, bein versus a yachid, bein versus a rabim tahor. Any time the person comes into contact with something, whether it's in a versus a yachid or in a versus a rabim, the things he came into contact with would be tahor. And since there are two aidim that says he had not become tameh, he is considered tar, even in the Rishus HaYachid, as one aid is not believed against two aidim. Stayim Oymer Nitma, the aid Oymer Lo Nitma. Bein Rishus HaYachid, Bein Rishus HaRabim, Tum. If two aidim are made that he had become tummy, while one aid denies it, saying that the person had not become tummy, anything that comes into contact with, whether it's in Rishus HaYachid or in Rishus HaRabim, would be tummy. And since there are two aidim that are made that he did become Tameh, those two Adam are believed to contradict the one aid that claims he had not become Tameh. Eid Omer Nitma, the Eid Omer Lo Nitma. Isha Omer is Nitma, the Isha Omer is Lo Nitma. Bereshit HaYachid Tameh, Bereshit HaRabim Tor. If one aid says that a person had become Tameh, while a different aid contradicts the first aid and claims he had not become Tameh, so it's one aid versus one aid. Or one woman claims that the person had become tummy, while a different woman contradicts her and says that he had not become tummy. So it would be considered a suffix. Since it's one against one, we don't know who to believe. So the person is considered suffix tummy, so something that he comes into contact with in a Rishus HaYachid would be considered tummy, as suffix tumah versus a yachid is regarded as tummy, while anything he comes into contact with in Rishus HaRabim would be regarded as tar, since suffik tuma versus harabim speko tar. Sechataros paravav mishnah aleph makom shahaya rishus hayachid v'naseh rishus harabim chazar v'naseh rishus hayachid. If there is an area which at first was a rishus hayachid, was owned by a private individual, and later on became a rishus harabim, he sold it to the Rabbin, so now it's Rishus HaRabim, and then it went back to being Rishus HaYachid. The B'nai Rishus HaRabim sold it back to the private individual who owned it at first. Kishahu Rishus HaYachid Sveiko Tamei. Kishahu Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Tar. When it was owned by one individual and it was Rishus HaYachid, then any Suffik Tuma that occurred in that area would be regarded as Tamei, since Suffik Tumah versus Hayachid Sveiko Tameh. And when that area was a Rishus HaRabim, then any Suffik which occurred would be regarded as Tar, since Suffik Tumah versus HaRabim Sveiko Tar. And when it goes back to being a Rishus HaYachid, the din again will be saying Suffik that occurs would be regarded as Tameh. HaMesukin versus Hayachid V'hoitiuhu Rishus HaRabim V'hechziru Rishus HaYachid. Somebody who was deathly ill and was unconscious. And we don't know whether he's alive or dead. And at first, this person was in a Rishus HaYachid. And he was then taken out to a Rishus HaRabin. And subsequently, he was returned to the Rishus HaYachid. And after he was returned to the Rishus HaYachid, it was obvious that he was now dead. And we don't know if he only died just now after he was returned to the Rishus HaYachid, or maybe he was dead already previously when he was at the Rishus HaYachid in the first place. So we have a suffix about any Kalim or people that came into contact with him before we knew for sure that he was dead. The din is as follows. Kishahu Rishus HaYachid, Sveiko Tomei. Kishahu Rishus HaRabim, Sveiko Tomei. At the time, the person was in a Rishus HaYachid. Any suffix we have regarding anybody or any Kalim that came into contact with him at that time would be regarded as Tomei. And at the time, the person was in a Rishus HaRabim. Any Kalim or people that came into contact with him at that time that we have a suffix, whether the person was dead at that time was Tomei, the Kalim, or the people, the suffix would be regarded as Tar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rishus HaRabim Masekes. Rabbi Shimon said, the Rishus HaRabim is considered an interruption to this cloud, to this general rule that we have, that Suffolk Tuma versus Yachid, Speko Tame. Meaning to say, that since when he was taken out to Rishus HaRabim, any Suffolk that occurred about any Kalim or people that came into contact with him at that time would be regarded as Tar. So obviously, we're considering him alive at that time. As we're saying, that since anybody that came into contact with him is Tar at that time, obviously, we consider him alive. So how could we consider him dead previously when he was in Rishus HaYachid? As at first he was in Rishus HaYachid. And only after that was he taken out to Rishus HaRabim. And we're saying that when he was in Rishus HaYachid, any Kalim or people that came into contact with him at that time would be regarded as Tomei. So we're considering him dead. And then when he was taken out to Rishus HaRabim, we're now saying that any suffix about Tuma in Rishus HaRabim would be Tar. So we're considering him alive. And that can't be. He can't be first dead and then alive. So since we're considering him alive in a Rishus HaRabim, we have to consider him alive when he was previously in a Rishus HaYachid as well. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, when he was in the Rishus HaYachid in the first place, he would have a din that he was alive, and any suffix that occurred at that time would be Tar, just like we're considering any fakir that in a Rishus HaRabim also Tar, so too, any fakir that occurred previously when he was in a Rishus HaYachid would be regarded as Tar, according to Rabbi Shimon.